2, 3, 4.
Well, good day, everybody. Welcome to our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christensen of Shreveport, doing our daily podcast here on this app. So glad you joined us today. We have a very important podcast, a prophetic warning dream from the Lord of coming terrorism potential. So we've got to pray today. I'm calling you to the wall. All right, let's listen in, see what the Lord is saying.
And a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march in the battle, declaring God reigns in a holy armor and the power of His name. We will fight on the side of the Lamb. Oh, the weapons not carnal, but mighty in faith. We will fight on the side of the Lamb. The weapons not carnal, but mighty in faith.
A good day, a good day. As I said, we welcome you to our daily podcast from Christian Center, Shreveport, Louisiana. Actually, I'm recording from Nagasaki, Japan, and we are here on our journey here in the Kumamoto area, which is the southwest part of Japan. Thank you so much for all of you praying for us as we have been on this journey here on the, today is the 25th day of March 2024. We'll be heading home here shortly, but I wanted to give this update, this dream that I had while I was here. I think it's a real warning, not just for America, but I think for the world. And I want to partner with you and need your partnership to pray with us concerning what is going on in the earth. We have released a warning along with some other prophetic voices concerning the month of April, which is coming upon us. We just went through Purim this weekend, and thank you for partnering with us last week in our podcast and then Sunday in our service. And we want to continue to push forward with what is going on in the earth. The enemy has great plans, but God has an answer to all those plans, and we need to be the 318 company who fights and intercedes for God's purposes, as well as to fight against any premature attacks by the enemy trying to provoke fear. That's what terror does. It provokes fear in the hearts of the people, and it paralyzes them, and we have to speak out. We have to cry out. You know, there's a saying that Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, if you remember out of his book, he said, to not speak is to speak when there's evil going on. And I was reading in Leviticus, I think it's, Leviticus 5. He talks about if you know something's wrong and you don't say anything about it, he says, you bear that iniquity. And I think it goes with exactly what Bonhoeffer was saying. We have to speak out what we know the Lord's saying, as well as when we see evil in the land, and that's what we're doing here on this podcast. Well, let me get to the dream. It occurred on Friday. This is Monday as you listen to this, but it occurred on Friday. I've also already alerted the intercessors that I know to pray when I had the dream, and I just want you to be a partner with me now, because I think it's going to be a while. Now, remember, April is the target date we feel from the enemy has a targeted for evil activity during that month across the world. Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets gave the word about it's also the moment of the unraveling of the enemy's plans. Now, what you have to understand is when the enemy starts losing its grip, it will begin to activate and become even more violent, because it feels like it's losing its strength, its power, its grip on the people. So we have to fight against that. But let me get to the dream. It's very short, but it's very important. It was I know the time for. I'll tell you why I knew the time. It was 4:30 in the morning here in Japan, which had been 2:30 back in Louisiana time in the afternoon on Thursday. But I was having it on Friday morning. But in the encounter, I see a face of my son, Zachary, in the dream, and he came in to warn me, tell me something horrific is coming. And I knew it was a very intense moment. I was very alarmed at the moment as he was telling me this. And then all of a sudden, it's like a phone call. I get a phone call, and the phone call says something horrific has happened in America, in the States. Some tragedy, some evil that's beyond what you can imagine. I had this sinking feeling like you'd receive if you had terrible news of something tragic happening to your family or has happening to you, somebody you know, somebody you love, somebody you care about. It was very personal. It wasn't just a, you know, an abstract warning about some city, you know, in Canada that I don't know about. It was a very personal thing. I think that's because it's America for me. But I was extremely alarmed. I literally woke up immediately and just fighting the fear that was going on inside of me, but also knowing that it was a warning, began to intercede. Since I saw my son, I started praying for my family. Then I started praying for America and praying for terror that I knew in the dream represented some terror that was coming to the States for sure. That's where I felt the dream was about. I think it could be other places too, but that's what the dream revealed to me. So I began to intercede, and just probably a minute or two later, I had my phone next to me in the bed, and it buzzes when I get texts in the middle of the night. Anyway, it buzzed, and I opened the phone, and it's actually a text from my son, Zachary, and he's sending me a note from Morningstar Ministry. And the title of the note was Praying Against Terror on American Soil. So I know then, okay, we're tapped into something here. There's a real warning. I also sent it to another ministry friend, what I had the dream. And I told him what time, 4:30 in the morning, 2:30 my time back in Louisiana. This person lives in that same time zone. They said the Lord for the last week has had them set aside at that very moment to go and pray for against terror that was coming against America. So I know we're tapping into something that's very important here. Now, in this encounter that Chris Reed would have had from Morningstar, he leads Morningstar Ministries, Praying Against Terror, he had shared that he had had a dream back on October 8, 2023, which is a day after the attack in Israel, when Hamas did the horrific attack on the Israelis, murdering, raping, doing all the things they did. But he had this dream, and he saw the American southern border. He saw thousands of trained terrorists from the Middle East countries were mixed among the millions that have come in illegally, and they've crossed the border under Joe Biden's administration. It took a unique scenario. He was given a cell phone of some type device, and he was capable of reading encrypted communications that explained coordinated terrorist plots. In other words, he was seeing what the terrorists were doing, talking to one another. And he remembered being able to read the words says, "So goes Israel, so goes America." So the plan is, and I think that goes for any nation that stands with Israel. And he goes on about the dreams, I mean, the issues on the border, and the issues that he saw there. And then he gave communication. It was shown communication from the Mexican cartels to go into the United States and relocate throughout the nation, and gave this little device to all of them. Now, he saw terrorist, 12 terrorist cells. They're dormant. In other words, they're not active. But he saw a map of the United States, and they were taking shelter in sanctuary cities, and they were given contacts to connect with upon arrival to these areas. And they could start working in those areas because the governments in those cities, like New York, were doing nothing to them. As you've seen, some of them have murdered, some of them have done crimes, and they're immediately out of jail after they commit the crime. So it's a safe place for them. They don't have to worry about being prosecuted by the government or by law enforcement. Anyway, he saw these 12 sleeper cells, and he saw them most prevalent in Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Texas, the Carolinas, the Northeast, cities of Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. So that's his take. Okay, that's not what I saw. I'm just telling you what he saw. But that's the text that I received. And I want to pray into that today. I want you to partner with us as we pray into that. The scripture was interesting as I woke up that morning. One of the scriptures that I was reading was out of 2 Chronicles 32. And King Hezekiah and Isaiah the prophet had prayed about the battle that they were going through the Assyrians, but also they were fighting against Sennacherib, which is a faithless king of Assyria who was coming against Hezekiah and the Israelites. And so it became a battle. Anyway, so King Hezekiah and Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos, prayed about this, is verse 20, about this, and cried out to heaven. And I think that's what we have to do today. We have to cry out to heaven. We pray. We seek his face. But here's what the Lord did in response to that type of prayer. The Lord sent an angel and destroyed every mighty warrior, commander, and officer in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned in shame to his own land. And when he had entered the temple of God, some of his own children killed him with the sword. So the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. That's my prayer. And I think that's something we can do as we cry out to heaven. Now, that pretty much describes what, you know, we're seeing here. We have an enemy that's coming in to trying to destroy America, as well as the body of Christ that's active there. And it says here that when we cry out, when we pray and we cry out to heaven, not crying out to Washington, D.C., not crying out to the United Nations, not crying out to some politician, but crying out to heaven, the Lord sends an angel and destroys every, I italicize that, every mighty warrior, commander, and officer in the camp of the enemy. And so then the enemy will have to return to his own land. Now here's what's happened. We've seen his warning here. Chris Reed's warning was that these have come into our country, so they have to return to their own land as the Lord delivers the nation from that. So that's my cry right now as you listen to this, as listen to this podcast today. Now, I also read a report last week where they are hacking our infrastructure on computers, especially our water treatments, sewage treatments, trying to pollute the watering systems that we have in America. These are what we call soft targets. These are easy targets for terrorists because, you know, you don't have high security at those things. You've never had a need for them. In the history of the world, we've never had a need for them. And now we do. There's other warnings that are out there as well. Concerning our crops, our electric grid. These are all very soft targets. You think about farmlands in America, farmlands in the world. I mean, there's no fences around them. There's nothing to stop terrorists from doing acts in those areas. And let me tell you, when the enemy thinks evil, he thinks it at every level of evil to destroy people. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, what he doesn't recognize is that our God is greater and there's more with us than are against us. And this is the hour we were born for. This is the hour we were put in the earth for, which is to rise up and save our nations through prayer, intercession, and crying out to heaven. And that's what I want to do today. I want to call you to the wall. So please share this with your friends, this warning, especially if you're in America, but even the nations, we would gladly receive your prayers for us today as we move forward in this season. Again, April seems to be the target, but I'm not going to wait till April. We're going to pray now. We're going to thwart the plans of the enemy. We're going to pray that everything that the enemy is doing would be uncovered. We're going to ask the Lord, as he did in this story in 2 Chronicles, that he would release heaven's host of warring angels, warring spirits to come and fight on behalf of this people if we cry out to heaven. I think that's the challenge for us all, is to not mix our prayer with a heart to say, God, send our military, send human entities. Now, God may use all that, but that shouldn't be our first place of prayer. So please join me today as we pray. So let me pray right now as we enter into this season of crying out. Lord, we thank you right now that you give warnings, that you tell us your plans because of your love for your people and your love for the lands in which we live. And Lord, we pray right now everybody on this podcast would join in prayer and come into agreement that, Lord, you are greater than the plans of the enemy, and there's more with us than are against us. Lord, let us see the chariots of heaven. And Lord, we do ask you to dispatch heaven's host to begin to come against the enemy that's come into our land to do evil. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray this today. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. All right, God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Well, thanks for joining us today, each and every day here on our daily podcast here on this app, whichever one you're listening to. Please continue to share this with your friends and let them know what we are doing on these podcasts. Don't forget, we're entering the feast season, so pay attention to all our platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, our website. We try to really engage during this season, a very important time. Thank you for your giving and standing with us in this hour. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.